The four candidates for Congress in the state's 2nd District held their second and likely last debate as a full group last night in Presque Isle. Most of the questions the candidates heard weren't new, but the forum did get a bit testy over the issue of outside groups attempting to influence the campaign. Mal Leary has more.
As often happens in political debates, the answers to questions posed by the debate hosts at WAGM-TV often morphed into other areas entirely. When asked about how Congress might address the growing cost of higher education, incumbent Republican Bruce Poliquin talked about how he handled his student loans, but then returned to talking points. He branded Democratic opponent Jared Golden as too liberal and as the recipient of aid from the PAC set up by House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
Jared Golden has a voting record that Nancy Pelosi loves. Higher taxes, more red tape, less economic growth, and fewer jobs. We need to go forward, not backward.
Golden questioned Poliquin's repeated focus on Pelosi in debates and on the campaign trail.
Bruce seems to have some strange obsession with Nancy Pelosi, as you can see tonight. I, on the other hand, do not. I made very clear well over a year ago that I will not be supporting her because I don't support her.
But Poliquin doubled down on the Pelosi PAC and on the large amounts of money he says it has spent to attack him and support Golden.
For him to look in the camera and tell the people of Maine that Nancy Pelosi has spent about $7 million lying and attacking me and propping him up is something that just happened by accident. She loves Jared Golden's voting record.
Golden fired back. Poliquin, he countered, is getting propped up by a super PAC run by Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan that is also spending millions of dollars to attack him and the two independents in the race.
But what matters is that right here in Bangor, Maine, in the 2nd District, his boss, Speaker Paul Ryan, has a super PAC office running a dirty campaign against me, against Tiffany, and Will. They're propping up Bruce Poliquin.
I don't want this to turn into a name-calling sesh.
Independent Will Hoare tried to bring the topic back to the original question.
We shouldn't be talking about Nancy Pelosi. We were asked about, you know, trying to create programs for getting rid of debt. We need to stick to that.
Fellow independent Tiffany Bond also ignored the tug of war over political action committees and returned to the original topic.
We also need to be pushing federal funding back through to our colleges. If we do not have an educated workforce, we're going to fall behind globally, and that is something that Maine cannot afford to do.
The televised debate is likely the last time that all four candidates will appear together before Election Day. Golden, Hoare, and Bond have agreed to take part in Maine Public's forum later this month at Husson College in Bangor. Poliquin declined the invitation. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.